A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
He's going to come home and give me a life lesson on tantric masturbation tonight. Not
my face. That's two today. That is two on my nose. It went out my nose.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Hosens, hosens, welcome hosens, hosens. How's it going? Nat?
Ew, I got snot on my phone. I am a fucking child. And I didn't pick my nose. I sneezed everywhere. Oh, God.
God, I hope you don't have any viruses.
Me too. I don't.
Oh, guys, we're sitting in the car right now and we're just, you know, we're really analyzing numbers because life's been fun. And everything, but it's like, okay, we have changed the model and we've decided that we're not going to be going on tour a week a month, which is very reasonable considering we're mothers of seven children. It has been unbelievable, but we wanted to find a way to make the same kind of money, but leave less time.
I would really like to do Canada. I think we really owe it to the East Coast to go out there.
Yeah.
We owe it to the East Coast.
It's the nicest thing we could do. And plus there are people.
There are people.
So we're sitting here and we're like, all right, so we asked, you know, what was the revenue from last year for tour? Comes back, was pretty good. So we have to replace that by not going on tour for a week, which means that when we go places, oh, there's my sheets. It has to be, we have to really utilize the time away and really
create so many amazing opportunities for people to attend and for us to create experiences for our people. Not just, we never just want to go somewhere to make money, but we know that moms deserve experiences. So we want to create them, and we got to go full on. We got to go all out. And guess what, guys? This might not work, and we might have to figure something else out, but it's going to be really fun trying.
If it works or doesn't work, it doesn't matter, because either way, we technically had to take a break from tour because we've done 100-something cities.
Right.
And a lot of markets won't rebook you.
Right.
You have to take like a year and a half off, which makes sense, because why would you go back and mm-hmm. spend money like at that same time, you know? So that makes sense. And let me tell you, part of this is scared. This is scary, but in the best way, because if you stay reliable, then the game's not changing and you're probably going to become irrelevant.
Yeah.
Irrelevant.
Yeah.
I like it when you put it right there. I like it when you...
It's really fun just sort of like actually looking at numbers.
I've never been... Mm. I feel alive. And I can't believe I'm saying this. I feel alive. Like, I feel like, where the fuck have we... What have we been doing for the past year that we don't know any of? What were we... Guys, we didn't...
Guys, thanks a lot.
Well, our husbands would be like, oh...
I was trying to tell you.
Telling you now, but we had to get here all on our own, you know? We had to really... ironically enough, the thing that we were missing was our own... insight into our own business. We're fucking dingbats.
No, but this is what we do. And that's, but you know why? But you know why we're okay with it and it's okay? Because we're used to making mistakes to then fix them and become stronger and better. And that's why we're confident and have self-worth.
It was, so the teen and tween group, if you don't know what it is, it is something that I was in the shower last night and I was like, I may be most proud of this group, because I feel like what we're offering is like gonna change relationships, like mm-hmm. gonna change the way people talk to their kids, the way we get through the teenage years, the way we connect with them, how we help them through it. And even if you have younger kids, someone said I have a 19-year-old and they're, or an 18-year-old and is she too old? Like, are the topics not relevant? And I was like, as a human, I will apply these to all ages of my children, the mm-hmm. things that we're learning.
And that's, and you know, we had an expert. So Teen and Tween Group is something that you can sign up for if you go to catandnat.ca. And basically it's an anonymous group where you can come and talk about all your issues that you're going through with your teen and tweens. And then we have
get
experts.
Support and answers. Yeah,
and talk to each other and have actual experts in there. And if your kids are before a tween and you want to start be educated before it happens, that would be genius. I would have joined it when my kid was like 8. And so I had all these things in my back pocket, but
I mean, you really waited until 11. You crazy. You so crazy.
But the other thing is what the expert spoke about last night, Jake, he was great, was he was like, we're all just little humans on the inside, right? We all have some of the basic, like, same needs that we'll always in our lives need. And it really comes back to the basics, you know? It's like, it was almost like we all know what we need to do. We know what the right thing is to do, but we complicate shit or we walk away from it because it's too hard to deal with.
Literally, as we go through all these therapists and have conversations, it's so weird what entrepreneurship, motherhood, and like this journey of parenting all have in common.
It is
like, if you're an entrepreneur, it is like the when you begin to actually analyze what you need to be an entrepreneur, it's also what kind of makes you be like a good human in a way, because yep. you have to be aware of who you are, hopefully, unless you're a dickbag entrepreneur. We know some of those, but it is really an interesting parallel for us to learn and understand what confidence is, because you have to be somewhat confident in order to be an entrepreneur, because you have to take risks and you have to like really put yourself out
and
there.
And you have to be okay to fail and not beat yourself up. And a lot of people they get held back is they're like, I did that wrong. Like, and then they go, you know what? I do a lot of things wrong. I've done a lot wrong. I'm a bit wrong. Like, oh no, I'm not good enough for this. You know, it's funny. With self-confidence and everything, apparently there's something called, I forget what it's called, but there's a time when...
Kama Sutra?
Yeah, it's definitely Kama... Mm-hmm. That's
you have to be very confident for Kama Sutra. Like, you do. You have to make eye contact and just sit with that person inside of you. That's confident. You can't breathe.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Calm is
Yeah, wow, you really read my mind.
I'm saying. Or do you not have sex with calm? You do, right? You just sit there inside each other.
I think you're thinking of something different.
No, tantric.
Yes.
I don't know.
Kama Sutra is all the different moves. You know?
I know.
But tantric is when you just sit
inside each other. I think your spirits go to your penis and keep it alive. It's spiritually, your penis is spiritually connected.
I guess what I never want to do in my life. Tantric sex.
Give me this.
I don't.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's so close body.
Like, yeah. And breath. Do you take a minute to brush your teeth?
Smell of body. And like,
yeah.
You know, breath.
Yeah.
Hair smell body.
Kama.
Sweat. Like imperfections.
Kama Sutra.
On the body. Because I'm sure they do it in bright lights.
What? I think it's ambient lighting.
No. Tantric ambient. Is in the middle of a bright wood room.
You're right.
On a yoga mat.
Okay. The Kama Sutra is multiple sex positions, fair. Okay, fair. I have some sex work to do, okay? And the other one is
tantric.
You should clear your cachet. I'm joking, but I see everything you're Googling. Just so you know. Tantric.
You should clear your cachet.
You should clear your cachet. Because I'm doing tantric sex and Kama Sutra. You know,
and it's coming up, right?
And you don't want one of the kids to be like, can I borrow your phone? Like one of their friends, you know how they do that? And they're like, what?
Yeah.
So there are actually pillows and
because it's a long time, so you gotta be comfortable.
You can get chaise lounges. Yeah, you can. That look like
oh my god, I've seen those on Wayfair. I didn't know what those were for.
Those are for yeah.
Tantric.
Yeah, I'm just gonna tell you what tantric is, because now we're down this. Tantric masturbation? Pardon? Sorry. We're just going to stop this podcast to look at this for 1 second. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Can I just ask you, don't you imagine the guy having tantric sex is like so lean? Like he's lean.
He's fucking skinny.
Yeah, he's so skinny. And he kind of has wiry gray hair.
And well, he's got a flavor saver. You know what I mean?
Pardon? Like, excuse me?
A flavor saver.
What?
Yeah, you know that.
No.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
That's
right
disgusting now that you know what that it is.
Yeah. Yeah, because
you know, I would like that, Gwyneth. Yeah,
so they keep for punani eating. They can taste the punani. Oh, I can't believe you didn't know this.
That is so gross. And yeah. How come you've never said that to me before? Flavor. So they keep hair on their chin so they can smell the punani.
Yeah,
there.
Punani. Yeah,
and now you can just get a goop candle that smells like vagina.
Pardon?
Come on.
Pardon?
You're joking me right
you
now.
You better order that shit for Facebook Live. What is wrong with you?
And now, yeah, candle that smells like a vagina is $50, and for $100, one that smells like a penis.
I'd like to get both of those immediately. Let's order that shit. We need that. Okay,
what
so...
What does it smell like?
So for tantric masturbation, slow down,
okay.
Take your time, okay. Make the time to get to know yourself.
Oh,
I've
known myself for a lot of years.
There aren't any specific rules of how to perform it.
That's good news.
There's no set formula
because
sexual pleasure is different for all individuals.
That's what I was gonna say.
What works for you does not work for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that tantric masturbation is less about achieving a certain destination or a single orgasm.
What's it more about?
Exploring the different sensations in your body. So blow on your toes, for example, and see how you feel.
That's what you come up with.
Lick your foot. We had a high foot. Lick
your
that.
Own foot.
Maybe.
Licking your own foot.
Maybe. You should.
I'll pull a muscle in my groin if I do that.
Yeah, explore, you know, deep breathing.
It feels like really time consuming.
Yeah, it does.
I don't have time for that.
Begin exploring your body and your preferences. Like, I like my feet tickled with my own hands. Move slowly.
Does it really say that?
No.
Okay, good, because I don't think you can tickle yourself.
But it's not about orgasm, tantric sex, okay? It's about tantalizing your senses. Okay. Did you learn something? You know what? This podcast is over. We're going to end that at 10 minutes. That was Hard Facts with Kat and Nat. You're very welcome.
Well, you know what? We had
challenge
of the 7-minute sex. I challenge you to tantric with Mark or yourself. You choose.
That would be so boring.
I know.
I'm going to one place.
I'd fall asleep.
Going to one place. And what a waste.
Top of the mountain.
All
go.
All right. Where are we going? Oh,
I'm not stopping off at every freaking chairlift along the way.
I don't care about whether
I want the
my
express.
Feet tickled. Stop touching my feet. Stop touching my legs. Stop it. Stop it. I didn't shave them. Stop touching them.
Didn't shave my feet.
I didn't shave my toes. Don't have a... Stop it. You know?
Yeah.
Don't touch that part.
No.
What?
Yeah. Wow. Do you think that if you asked your husband to try tantric, he would?
We'd have to Google it. Then that would defeat the purpose. And then
I'm pretty sure your husband knows what tantric sex is.
Well, let's give him a call.
Yep, here we go.
He's been on one before.
Okay.
Let's do it again, okay? Now, don't invite him to it, okay?
What do you mean?
Don't, invitations. Don't say try it. I am going to text your husband and say, Natalie wants to do that. Tantric.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
We're ringing him at work.
Okay.
I hope he's in a meeting.
Hey, babe.
Hello.
Hi, sorry, you're on the podcast again. It was such a smashing success, the last one. We thought we'd bring you back as a preferred guest. We don't do guests, but you're on it. Are you ready for the question?
Can I start sending you my work schedule before you start calling?
Are you in a meeting?
Podcast schedules.
Are you,
just like last time.
Okay.
Well, if you're in a meeting with a bunch of men, we would like all of their opinions on this.
Do you know what tantric sex is?
Do I? Babe, what kind of question is that?
Do I?
You do?
What question is that?
It's just a question.
Just a question. Yes or no? Do you know what it is?
Well, what do you call what we do?
What do you call what we do? Wow. Okay, babe. Well, thank you for that.
Do you know what Kama Sutra is?
Do you know what Kama Sutra is?
It's not a restaurant.
You know what I know it is? Tantric masturbation.
Yeah. How do you know that?
Are you freaking watching us?
Why, is that what you guys are talking about?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Are you guys becoming that predictable?
How do you know what tantric... I'm a little bit nerd. Do you tickle your feet and, like, suck your toes?
No.
I'm a little bit... This is a bit awkward. How do you know what tantric masturbation is? Oh, because you Google tantric sex. I got it.
Quick on things, aren't you?
Okay.
You're sitting there Googling?
Yeah, I got a bit hot. Okay, thank God. All right.
You're hot?
Well, I was like, no. I'm like, it's like.
Your turn. He's turning
on. No, I'm hot because I thought he tantric masturbated.
Okay,
babe. I love you. Bye.
Let's call Mark.
Wow. That was a good one. That was it. We were like this. Oh, my God. Okay.
That's really weird. Do you know what he means? Because he
Googled it, and that's what came up.
Okay.
And he knows that we're.
Okay. Careful your jacket. Oh, you did get hot. Wow.
I was so hot. Hey,
Mark, we just have a quick question for you.
You're on our podcast. You're guest number two.
We want to know if you know what tantric sex is.
Not really.
Okay. Honest.
Not much of that happening around our house.
Yeah, it shouldn't. No. It's not about orgasming. That's just about like sucking feet and tickling toes. So that's not your goal.
Okay. Is that what that is?
Yeah. Do you know what tantric masturbation is?
Inform me. Not aware.
Okay.
That's okay. We'll leave it at that.
We're going to Google it.
And do you know what Kama Sutra is?
Know the name, but not really the actual.
We got some work to do.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks, babe.
Love you.
Practice makes perfect.
Love you, babe.
Bye.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Facts. Wow. So Thompson doesn't know a lot.
And my husband.
Had to Google it.
Figured it out real fucking fast.
He's in a meeting, but he's Googling it.
Yeah, for sure. He wants to know what we're talking about. He's like, they can't know more than me. He's a competitive little fucker, that one. He's going to be there. He's going to come home and give me a life lesson on tantric masturbation tonight. Not...
Life lessons on tantric masturbation. You know what? We're...
My face! That's two today! That is two on my nose! It went on my nose! It's everywhere!
Oh, God! She just had to spit out the car. I was just going to say...
It's everywhere!
You should spit it all over the car!
You're trying to be... Stop it! Oh. You stop it! The pee keeps knocking at the whole door.
Oh, my God! I literally just spat it everywhere. Like, this is not... That's the second spit of the day.
Life is good. You're alive.
Oh, my
God.
But listen,
I was thinking that when your husband comes home to give you that lesson, you should probably gather around the family, because it's an open dialogue.
Dinner.
Of sex and,
dinner.
Yeah.
Girls, boys, do you know, it's not about the... Oh,
don't rush into having sex. Just have tantric... Masturbation.
How did we get here? You were going to tell me what you were thinking. Is that long gone? Sorry, I took you on a hard left. I'm not sure. I was just feeling a bit naughty. And you know what? You were really going somewhere about confidence or something.
Oh, yeah. No, you know what's funny?
What?
Is that when I was about to say what I was going to say, I kind of pulled a blank in my brain.
I could tell, and that's why I filled it. I was like, you know what? Let's go here. Let's go. Let's just roll with it.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was going to say, but
wow.
But wow.
Usually it takes us till the end to go off the rails. We really did just come
and speaking of, close. I don't know if we've told you guys that we have gone through new marketing for this year's tour. So the tour, again, is like, it's weekend events that are going to be big and fabulous. We're going to have pre-parties and after parties. And guys, we just heard, came up with an idea for after parties that's going to blow your fucking mind, because it's going to be, it's everything we would have ever dreamed somebody would do for us. And we're creating that opportunity. Cannot wait to tell you about it. Just need to confirm it. But yeah, it's going to be great.
We've been talking about it for a long time.
You know what? This is what happens. If we talk about something too much,
it happens.
It accidentally just like feels like it happens. You're like, whoa, that's a great idea. And you're like, wait, we've been talking about that for so long.
That's so
because when you and I put shit out in the universe enough times,
it happens.
It happens. And the thing is, when we put it out there, we usually put it out in a joking way, which is funny.
And then it happens.
And then it happens. The stuff we seriously put out there, sometimes comes to true. But the stuff that we joke about a ton,
always happens, because we're laughing our faces off.
We're laughing our faces off. And then all of a sudden, the world's like, that sounds like a good time.
You know, you, and let's go back to serious. Here we go. Oh, a lot of people were like, you guys are like the girl of Gary Vee. And then I was like, huh, it's super interesting because we're not. We're
also, maybe he's the boy cat and that.
We're yeah.
Who came first, the chicken or the egg?
Well, we're in the similar situations. And then after talking to the therapist about the teen and tween group, anybody who has parallel jobs like mm-hmm. we do and are in this unique position most likely mm-hmm. have similar qualities.
Yes.
Because you're not afraid to fail. So what we talk about is this, like, do we fail? Yes. Is it always amazing? No. But you're not afraid to do it, so failure isn't as scary. The only thing that is shitty about failure is your fears around failure.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there is. Because mm-hmm. the actual failure isn't that shitty.
No.
Until you get to the bottom of...
And it's the way you treat yourself and the way you talk to yourself about your failure. If you say, oh, I really learned a lot from that, and everything happens for a reason, or yada yada. Or if you go like, again, this is what always happens to me. I always fail.
Yep.
I'm the type of person who tries, but I'm the one who fails. That's all a conversation about, like, it's manifesting who you think you are, and you know, when we were talking to the therapist and we were thinking back to all the times that we had failed, there are so many children and people that are constantly getting straight A's, being the best at this, succeeding at this, that when the time comes and they fail, they're crushed.
Yeah.
Because they're not used to the feeling. And then they question themselves about, like, oh, I'm not good anymore. It's very hard to be perfect all the time. But when you're constantly kind of letting people down and failing them when you're growing up, and you get kind of used to it, you don't make such a big deal of it. It's not such a big fucking deal that you failed that test.
And it's really not.
And you really learn more about yourself and who you are and, you know, things you're good at and things that make you happy. And it's not necessarily what the standard of happiness is. It's not like, you know, doing well in school or being the captain of the team is necessarily what makes you.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot.
It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Tick. I also had two realizations that number one, we've always been looking at growing rather than what we're doing in this moment, like growing everything. And now I'm like, oh my God, we're missing opportunities by constantly looking outwards and what's next.
And you know, and you had said that, and then we were on a call with this, our new team member, and he specifically said, the models that you have, you don't need a million people to join you.
No.
You just need the people that are close to you, that believe in you, and that are part of your world to be a part of it.
I know.
You don't need very many. You don't need very many at all.
I know. When was that?
It was Carlos, and it was last week when we were on the call. He's like, you don't, none of these things need a million people.
I know.
Nope.
That's what's crazy. So then we also got a DM from... these two women who found us on Gary Vee, they're called Two Crazy Cat Ladies. They're trying to start a thing, and they DM'd us like a really sweet. Did you read the messages back and
are
forth?
Are they the ones who came to our show in Vegas?
Yes, and I believe they're a couple.
Yes.
And okay, so it's two women, and they were new fans, and they are trying to start something, and so they emailed us, and they're like, I want to pay you for like moments of your time to talk to you about being mentors. And they wrote this long thing, and you know, they feel stuck, and they want us to give them some advice or steps. And they said, we can't afford someone like Gary Vee, but, just anything to talk to you guys. And as I was reading it, I was like, I had a sick baby. I'm like, I don't want this to get lost because there's so many DMs that come in. Email us and let's see what can happen. So the email came in. One of our team members got it. They were like, they are so slammed right now. That is the truth. But they DM'd us and were like, how can we cut this? How can we get to you? And then I was like, all right, here's the real deal. Well, I'll read you what I wrote. I said, honestly, we are a bit ridiculous right now, but we also don't usually do these calls or really give advice. I said, do you guys listen to our podcast? And we said, see, everyone builds their audience differently because they're looking at a way to grow. And I said, and content that resonates here might not there. Our thing is Mom Truths. That's what grew us. That's our brand. That's what we're known for. And from that consistency and proving that our consistency is there with our audience, I don't think you have to pay someone. Actually, that's the exact opposite advice we give. You have to find the magic sauce with your audience. You could talk to 5 different people and you'll get 5 different answers, but you're the answers. Like, you are the answers within yourself.
Yep.
I said, it's easy to feel like people can get you there, that we somehow have a secret or a method that you don't. If we had that, we would be millionaires. We'd be multimillionaires. It's showing up online every day and making great content. It's a shitty answer, but it's the truth. And then they went on being like, you know, appreciate, like, they were thankful for the response. And I said, if it was easy, everyone would do it.
Everyone.
If it was flawless, we'd all be rich.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you have to just keep trying and do different things in different ways. And I'm like, sometimes an obstacle is put in your place because you're not in the right path, and you need to figure out a way around it. And I think a lot of people get to a place where they're like, I've been doing this for so long and this isn't working. Mm-hmm. Someone else must know how to get me there.
Mm-hmm.
Babes, no one, I'm telling you right now, no one can get you anywhere that you can't get yourself.
And the thing is, yeah, and a perfect example of us is we could have gone and thought that we could get advice from somebody 5 years ago and then tried. If we had got someone 5 years ago, we would have been so much further along now. But every time we had to take a new path, it led us to where we should be, because you cannot get that advice from other people. It's so true. We'd all be doing it.
We'd all be rich.
Yep.
We would all be filthy. And even the companies would be stinky. fucking filthy rich yes. if they had the answers. Nobody has the answers. Yeah. Nobody. So for all of you sitting there wondering how you can get to that next place, it is, it's you. It's not anybody else. Yeah. And
find your magic sauce.
So I said, find it.
Yeah.
What is it?
And you might get a whole bunch of different sauces before you find the magic one. And that's okay.
And check your reality and your expectations. Like, you know, I think that people think that they should be in a certain place. It's not where you should be. It's where you are. So stop comparing yourself to what you think you should be and start acting like where you are. And there's nothing that you can do to, there's nowhere, you can't jump somewhere else that, that you're not going to skip a step.
Because if you do jump too, it'll catch up to you.
Yeah, it'll catch up to you.
It's like when people bought, like...
Buy followers,
and they're like, oh, look, I have all this. And then all of a sudden, people start getting smart about looking at who those followers are, and they go, you jumped a step, but you kind of fucked yourself. You shot yourself in the foot.
Yeah, and you also don't gain anything by having... Because ultimately, your... Okay, well, let's just go into this. Your influence doesn't matter how many people you have, right?
Nope.
Let's say you have 3,000 people. It's your influence and your relationship with them that matters versus the people who have $3 million. If you have 4,000...
3 million followers.
3 million followers, sorry. If you have 3 million followers, but you can only actually, like, get people to... If you can only influence people or impact people to believe or feel or transact that into money... Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how much your audience is. It's how bought in are these people to you?
Yep.
And people, I think even companies are so like, oh my God, they've got this many followers. Do they have the right audience for you? Like they could have all the different people, but that's not who you're selling to. It's very tricky.
You could have a huge social circle and so many friends to invite to a party, but only the people that, you know, are your really special friends are the ones that matter.
And when we go out and do like influencer reach out when we're coming to a city and stuff, we go for the micro, not for the macro, because the micro often have the community versus the macro who have just accumulated people. Like mm-hmm. just people from all over, no rhyme or reason, mm-hmm. just like doesn't mean they're just followers. Followers can be very like lackadaisy mm-hmm. and like it's just like scrolling and like I like your shirt one day, but I don't know who the hell you are, you know? So for us, it's the people who are like in their community and
the people you resonate with, the people who have the same interests as you, the people like, and we think about the people that have followed us for a long time. We all have so much in common.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We may live in different parts of the world, but when it comes to conversation, we're made for each other.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
We are, and their passions are often our passions, yeah. And that's why it makes sense, right? And if you're sitting there and you need a kick in the ass, like if you need a kick in the ass because you're waiting or you're looking for someone to fix what you're not doing, you know what it is. It's you.
Yeah.
Like if what you're doing is you're beating a dead horse, that's mean.
Yeah.
Whoever started that.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're beating a dead log, you know what I mean? Let's do a dead log.
And if you're beating a dead horse, then you're a dick.
You're a psycho.
Yeah, you're...
You better go to jail.
Yeah.
If you're sitting there and you're like, oh my God, I'm doing the same thing over and over and over again. Babe, go jump on another horse.
Yeah,
go jump on a live one.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking that would be so hard?
What?
Is if you had a partner.
Yeah.
And the partner was the problem.
You had a
but all you ever wanted to do was do it with your partner, and your partner was actually no good.
What do you mean?
You know how a lot of partnerships break up,
like you and me, not like spouses.
No, not like spouses.
Okay,
no,
I was thinking of like
because it happens so often.
Yeah. Or if someone works more than the other and you're like, fuck you, I do more than you. You know what I mean?
One is totally happy with the success of it and the other one is like, because maybe one doesn't need money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm getting thinking I'm gonna, yeah.
You know one what? Doesn't need money and then, but the other one is like, oh my God, like I gave up everything for this. You know, it must be really hard to find a really good balance.
It's funny. We went to the bank today and she goes, what are you two? And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, there's an energy I cannot put my face. When you left, she's like, you two are like.
We bombarded her?
No, she was I like, she goes, your energy is just like really there and really good. And she's like, you're something. And I was like, that's so weird.
That's what that guy said at the restaurant.
He goes, she goes, you're something. I think our energy, okay, here we go. Our energy is super strong right now because
it must be.
We're in the right path.
Right.
We're like,
because people out of the blue are saying something that strange multiple times.
Yeah. And she goes, what do you do? And I told her, she goes, I can tell. Mm. And I was like, that's weird. You can tell. And
it's
she was just behind a teller bank and she had to ask
me. She was very calm.
The first one?
Yeah.
Yeah. But there is, we talked about it last time, a flow that you can feel. Mm. And when you clear all that shit off and you get in a good headspace, you know what it goes to as well? Like good headspace?
What?
Jake was talking about, our therapist for our teen and tween group, was talking about self-talk and positive self-talk. Mm-hmm. And how you can implement that into, like, start that young in your child's... To a book, right? Of like when they like taking, everyone talks about self, I'm making this up right now, but bear with me. Mm-hmm. Everyone talks about self-care and like taking a moment for yourself. But I think self-care is even bigger than taking a moment for yourself. I think self-care is like teaching yourself that when you start to go down a path of I'm not enough, I'm a bad person, I wish I could do this differently, you have to fucking check yourself and reboot it and be like, what can I do differently? Mm-hmm. Where am I succeeding? What am I happy with? Rather than everything you're not. And when mm-hmm. your kids go down that path, be like, would you talk to your friend that way? Mm-hmm. If you're talking to you're your best friend, mm-hmm. start that young, guys. Start mm-hmm. that young of teaching them how to retrain their talking.
To be kind to their own selves in a way that they would to other people.
Yeah, in the way that they would give people compliments.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're having he gave one piece of advice, and if you want to join the teen or tween group, that's what, like Nat said, it's on catnat.ca. But he said, if they're struggling with something, ask them, what would they tell a friend? And what's the advice they'd give a friend? And often that's exactly what they want to hear.
Yeah.
So they want you to, they want to say it out loud so they can tell themselves that, but they don't know how to say it or think that way.
That's really good. The other piece I really like, which also goes in hand with all kinds of communication, is when somebody starts to tell you about their problem, do you want me to listen or do you want me to help?
Yes.
Before you even start. You know, because sometimes they don't even know why they're saying it. And then they're like, I have to ask you about that thing I said last night.
Okay. If you're ever questioning, thinking, analyzing, beating yourself up, change that shit up and realize, can you fix it? Is it just an emotion you have? Like, if it's a problem you can solve, solve it. Don't daunt on it. If it's a problem you can't solve, you're probably dying. And mm-hmm. if it's something that you don't like, fix it. And if it's something you can't fix, then learn to like it. Really? That's all there is.
Mm-hmm.
Stop beating the dead horse.
It's pretty simple. It's like he said, it's, you know, all comes down to what you know if you just simplify your feelings.
How do you do that?
Just break it down. Question why you're feeling it, who you're feeling it about. You know, just like he's always just like, break it down.
Break it down.
Break it down. Question what's going on and why it's happening and who it's actually happening to.
And that goes for your business too. I can't tell you. I'm telling you, I will mark January 2020 as a pivotal fucking month for us mm-hmm. in our business. I will mark it down, whichever way it's going, up or down.
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It is a truly, like, pivotal month for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so ironic we were in at, like, the catalyst mm-hmm. and everything that was, like, mm-hmm. it's, 2020 is, like, we'll look back on this month of this year and be like, shit, this is when we just didn't coast anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is when we just weren't thankful for what we were, like, it wasn't an anomaly anymore. It was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like we've accepted that we're
here.
We're here. We're here.
Mm-hmm.
No more waiting for something to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, should we just keep this a short podcast?
Yeah. I mean, I think 32 minutes of people's life is a
like,
lot.
Like, why talk about things we don't need to talk about? I feel like they got a lot.
Yeah, they got a lot. And we had two guests.
So fun.
We learned about something that we've never learned about.
Let's just call Romeo.
Oh, he'll know.
That's what I'm saying. Let's ask an expert.
Stripper Romeo coming at you live.
Nitty Nat, what's up?
Oh, kitty cat is here too, Romeo. Shit, did you have private conversations without me?
Yeah, we talk later.
What's up, players?
Well, right now we're on our podcast and we're about to end it. But before we go, we have a couple of questions that only you can answer in the way we want to hear it, I'm sure.
Well, then FaceTime me so I can give you guys some real...
But no one can see you because it's a podcast.
It's audio.
Oh, yeah. I just finished recording my podcast. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Don't you ever be sorry. Number one,
okay.
Do you know what tantric sex is?
I know what tantric sex is. I do it every time with my woman.
What is it?
I'm the king of tantric sex. So what tantric sex is, it's when you start doing more foreplay, like you use your fingers, you rub it down her back and her feet, and you get more sensual. It becomes more tantric. It's more of a connection. And what happens is it makes that little bean in between your legs swell up and makes a great orgasm.
Now, Romeo, does that involve sucking feet?
Sucking feet?
Yeah.
Oh, I love sucking feet, man. Damn, get in the shower after you're done. Put the big toe, put some spit on that feet. Oh, man, that's the best. A man doesn't love you if he doesn't suck your toes.
Oh, my God. All right, what about...
A man doesn't love you unless he sucks your toes. Okay, what about tantric masturbation?
Well, I don't know about that. I'm just a regular masturbator. I'm not a tantric masturbator. I just want to get it over with. But I'm not tantric masturbator. Like, I'm not rubbing myself. I guess if you're with your partner... Oh, yeah, baby. For that, just do it together.
I love you. And what about
Kama Sutra?
Kama Sutra.
I don't know about Kama Sutra, but there's like the yoga position sexually. I think I do that in all my shows. And I do it with my woman, too. That's why she'll never leave me.
I love you, Romeo. Well, you have just educated a whole slew of women. You are an expert in your field. That's all I can say. And we can't wait.
But then,
yeah.
There's much more than just my Kama Sutra ability, okay?
Romeo, we're going to be with you in the UK in 3 weeks, February.
I wish we were on the same plane as him.
I know. We're going to miss you. All right, Romeo, we're going to do a podcast with you when we're in the UK, and we can't wait.
I'm so excited because I put my UK voice on for the podcast.
You make us happy, Romeo. Thank you for making us giggle. We love you.
You girls make me happy as well. Chip, chip, tally ho.
Chip, chip. Bye, Romeo.
Bye, Romeo.
Bye.
Best fucking job in the world. How these men came into our lives and it's A-okay with
them. We just call them all the time.
Don't you love it?
We're just great friends now.
We call them once a week at least.
Yeah.
It's really my favorite.
And now they're answering.
Now they're answering and they know what to expect. It really is. Oh, I think they're part of our regular segment. You know what? Stripper 101.
Yeah.
We're going to give you the 411 on the Stripper 101. You know what I mean?
We're totally going to do that.
Let's do a new segment. Stripper 411. Stripper 101. No, we're going to give you the 411 on the Stripper 101.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to trademark that shit. All right, well, I've got Diet Coke all over me because I snorted out of this one. If you want to come to the virtual VIP or the late night live with Kat and Nat, which will be the dancers and a whole slew of things, or join the teen and tween group, or also come to a show, go to katnat.ca. Everything will be there that you need. Leave 5 stars. If you don't, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
You could leave 4 and be like, I love them, but they swear too much. But that's okay.
Okay, fine.
That's all you can say.
That's actually promotion for us. Thank you.
Exactly. They're a bit explicit.
Yeah.
They cuss a lot.
Cuss.
Yeah, cuss. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you guys. And make sure to hit that little button on the top, not the button between your legs. If you like to do that, do that. And push subscribe. He just told me to do that, you know?
Okay.
Okay. Bye, guys. Peace out.